The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on a Tuesday morning. This is something that we say all the time. You've heard me say it. You've said it yourself. These have been a difficult couple of years, and even before that. But really, things have just been compounded during this COVID crisis. Families are in crisis for a variety of different reasons, not the least of which is the cost of living, the pressures of inflation, and bearing the brunt of it, in many cases, are our nation's social workers. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the important role of social workers and the stress that they have been under these last couple of years, the Vice President of the National Association of Social Workers, Dr. Anthony Estreet. Dr. Estreet, good morning and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It really has been a tough time for all of us, but particularly for social workers, hasn't it?
It has been a tough time. You know, social workers have been really integral in our nation's kind of development and how we have, you know, worked with all different classes of people. And really, you know, the COVID crisis really compounded that along with, you know, inflation and other activities that are going on. It has really made the role of social worker really stressful. But in the same sense, you know, we just came off of a great social work month. And, you know, our theme for that was the time is right for social work. At the same time where things are getting very difficult for social workers in terms of, you know, the more concerns that are impacting society, is also a great time because social workers have the skill set to be able to address many of these issues that we're seeing, from addressing COVID to, you know, the behavioral health crisis, specifically around the opioid addiction, financial issues around social work and inflation. I think that, you know, we have one of the largest behavioral health workforces in the nation and are well equipped to deal with many of the challenges that we are seeing today.
Is your field, like others, struggling to find new employees, new people to come in to fill the shoes of those that are leaving? We've been talking a lot about the great resignation of the last year or so. Is that happening with social work as well?
You know, it's interesting, right? You know, I've heard a lot of talk about the great resignation, and the reality situation is we, in terms of the social work workforce, we are always growing, we're always combining, and you know, I see more and more individuals coming into the field. Certainly, we could always use more. The biggest issue is finding social workers in the right jobs, right? And so, you know, figuring out where can social workers do the greatest help and where are social workers. And as my dean says at my university, social workers are everywhere, right? And so, you know, social work is a unique skill set in that you'll find a social worker everywhere. You'll see social workers now partnering with hospitals, partnering with police departments, partnering with Fortune 500 companies. I mean, there's the role of social work is so great in terms of the skill set that we have that we are literally in all aspects of industries.
You mentioned police work, and that's interesting because that's something that I think was really brought up in 2020 and continues to be talked about is the role of the police officer is such that they oftentimes are playing not just public safety officer, but taking on the role of social worker. And if we can involve more social workers in some of those calls for domestic violence cases and other situations, it could make a big difference.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think that we're seeing a lot of different jurisdictions try a lot of different approaches, especially with partnering social workers to go out on mental health calls. But you're absolutely correct. There are a lot of the calls that some of the police departments are receiving could be better handled by social workers. So when you think about, you know, calls around or when a police officer shows up and a family is struggling to find resources, that's a great role for social workers to kind of step in and really try to help that family get connected with resources in their jurisdiction. But more so, you know, I think this is the ongoing issue of figuring out what is the right balance of particularly police officers responding to calls versus having social workers respond. And I think that jurisdictions are now more so than ever doing the research around it, trying to figure out, you know, the percentage of calls that are related to mental health crises or behavioral health crises versus calls that are much more immediately readily available for police officers to respond to. So I think the jurisdictions are doing research, and I, you know, I'm looking forward to see how some of these pilot programs work out.
You know, we mentioned COVID. Certainly, we know what the short-term effects were, you know, especially in that first year when we were isolated. It was, you know, tough on families. It was really hard on kids. What are some of the long-term effects, you suppose, of COVID on our mental health as a society?
Yeah, so that's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because I think that the conversation around mental health has significantly increased, right? And so, you know, during COVID, we experienced stress, anxiety, depression, isolation, all types of different things that have impacted us in terms of how we engage with people and how we socialize with people. And we can still see those effects to this day, right? You know, people aren't as open to shaking hands. They aren't as open to, you know, connecting with people. And we're still experiencing that anxiety around, you know, am I going to contract COVID? Like, what does it look like going outside? You know, I know a lot of the restrictions have started to roll back in a lot of jurisdictions, but that doesn't mean that people are necessarily so eager to go back into, you know, less restrictions. People are still wearing masks. We still see a lot of masks to this day. We still see a lot of people preferring, especially in the workforce, we still see a lot of people preferring to work from home and not return to the office space. And that has been, you know, a significant challenge. I think that as social workers being the largest providers of behavioral health in the U.S., I think that we are seeing more people engaging in therapy services, more people engaging in treatment to try to overcome these things, but it's also shined a light on, you know, just the level of mental health concerns that are within our society. So, you know, we're seeing more anxiety, we're seeing depression, but we're also seeing more people show up for treatment. But I also think that as we have continued to navigate COVID, the addition of telehealth for a lot of the clinical services that we do provide has certainly provided equal access or more access to people that may not necessarily have been able to access social workers.
Talking with Anthony Estreet from the National Association of Social Workers, as we talk about social workers and the need to match up the right social workers in the right situations, how do you describe social work, especially for somebody who might think that this is a field that they want to get into? How do you describe it, and what are some of the needs out there?
Yeah, so, you know, social work has been, you know, a huge part of our nation for decades, right? We've played key roles in civil rights, women's rights movements, social programs, advocacy, social justice. So when you ask what is the role of a social worker, I would say that the role of a social worker is to create change, right? So one of our biggest things is social change. And, you know, social workers can be in a lot of different fields. So, you know, I would say that anybody who's interested in learning more about social work, there are social work programs that you can reach out to. I'm sure you probably know a social worker, right? And so really ask around, because, you know, from in my personal career as a social worker, I've mainly been in behavioral health and social work education. But I know plenty of people that have done hospital social work. They've worked with youth. They've worked in nonprofits. They've worked in for-profits. They've worked all over, and they really it has a vast array of what social workers do. And more specifically, I guess as we talk more and more about innovation, we're seeing social workers at Google. We're seeing social workers working with artificial intelligence. We're seeing social workers in a lot of innovative and creative kind of spaces where, you know, we are still looking for how humans connect and how we engage with other humans. So I think that, you know, to answer your question, social workers are everywhere. And I think that, you know, to find out specifically more about what social workers do or what the interest is, I think it's really a conversation with the social worker. Mm-hmm. And some of the greatest needs are still going to be around what we see today in terms of some of our greatest challenges. So homelessness, poverty, mental health, addiction, women's rights, civil rights, social justice. Any of those kind of categories are really what we kind of work, the spaces we work in to kind of create change. I think a lot more you've seen social workers engaging a lot in grassroots efforts, especially around civil rights and social justice since, you know, the pandemic, and more so around women's rights and civil rights.
Interesting field, a lot of opportunity, and I guess we missed it by a month, but a belated happy social work month, Anthony.
No, thank you. It's great to have a month that's dedicated to social workers, but social workers are proud year-round, and we really talk about our profession, and we really try to, you know, engage people to learn more about our profession. It's certainly shifting in the narrative of the profession that kind of takes kids away is no longer a thing. We are a well-rounded profession, and I encourage anybody who's interested in learning more about it to talk to a social worker.
All right, very good. Anthony, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.